one more time now on Inside Agriculture. Finally, Friday afternoon had a chance to visit with North Dakota State University Extension grain marketing specialist Frayne Olson. He had some marketing thoughts to consider as we move through the final 2 months of 25 and the first quarter of 26.
You know, the immediate issue and media question for everybody, for farmers, for elevators, for the processing sector in the state is, you know, we got to find a home for the bushels first. And I know the market has been really aggressive in signaling to farmers that they need to try and find and store their soybeans. If they need to make some sales and push some grain through the system, that the corn is probably a better option or alternative, that there's it's easier to move corn through the U.S. system right now, in particular the export markets. We've been having some really strong corn export sales so far this year. So the market has been signaling through basis levels as well as the futures market that, you know, kind of the opposite of what we normally see. This year they want us to store the soybeans and try and move the corn through the system, make sure that we find a home for it all. And then as we get towards the end of harvest, we'll start working on now how do we reprioritize and send the right signals to farmers. So what do we do today? First, make sure you find a home for the grain. If you do need to make some sales, if you do need to generate some cash flow, right now corn looks like a better alternative to try and sell off the combine than soybeans. Once we get into that December, January timeframe, then things, in my opinion, will start to shift. The next big issue that the market is going to be talking about, well, besides trade, obviously trade and trade negotiations with China is front and center. That's something the marketplace is watching very, very closely. They're going to be sensitive to any kind of news or new information we get. But the other part of it is we're going to need to be watching, as usual, the weather and production potential coming out of Brazil. And they're in the process of planting their soybeans right now. The last report I got was they were about 25% planted, which is a pretty good pace for their planting season. And that fits into, you know, it ties into the trade issues and trade discussions. Because in many cases, if China or other countries do not come to the U.S. to buy corn and soybeans, they usually turn to Brazil as the other possibility. And so obviously prices are dictated pretty heavily by what happens here in the U.S., but we can't ignore what happens in South America either. So my recommendation, and even what we see in the marketplace right now, but if you can find a place and have room for it and are willing to be patient, I do think things will stabilize a bit. And by the time we get into this December, January timeframe, we're going to be looking at some better prices and some better opportunities. And that's really what, again, the market is signaling for us today.
Especially soybeans, which might see many days like today. This is Inside Agriculture. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.